This is a glorious day indeed, because today we celebrate the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so we honor her, who is ultimately the patroness of this parish, along with St. Stephen, because Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima is the Immaculate Heart. And it was she, under that guise, as she said, at the end of time, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. And of course it will triumph. The more we pray, the more we do penance, the more we avoid sin, the more we frequent the sacraments, which for most of us is the sacrament of penance and the sacrament of Holy Communion. In addition, today, after it seems so many, many years, we have been able to bless that for which we have worked assiduously and for which many of us have donated assiduously, the beautiful piazza and the portico in front of the church, which needed to be changed and modified because it was cracking and in danger of accidents and so forth. And now it hopefully will never have any such a danger. In addition to the fact that the piazza itself is made up of pavers, and I have seen trucks drive over those kind of pavers and nothing happened to them, the portico itself that I have designed with Brother Aaron, our seminarian, is granite. It's very thick granite. Each of the 2 or 3 foot long sections of the steps, which are white granite, they weigh 1,600 pounds apiece, each of them. So nobody's going to take them anywhere. No one's going to blow them anywhere. If those steps go, then we're gone too. So the Blessed Mother has guided us, and also those who have been throughout this process with us. I saw him earlier, I don't see him now, Mr. Michael Ritz and his company, and Mr. Randy Trono, who have been instrumental in putting this together. And there are a few things that need to be done, but it's basically finished, finally, after 4 years. It was supposed to be ready for my 40th anniversary, and I'm already in the 43rd year or more. So a lot of patience is required when you're building anything, especially in this day and age, and in this country, and in this economy in which we find ourselves. But we give thanks to God, and we give thanks to His Blessed Mother, in whose honor all of this is done. It is not done for me. It is not done just for you, though it is for your service. It is done for the greater glory of God and of His Holy Mother. And so we give thanks to them that this is possible. And of course, St. Stephen plays a role in there too. The symbols that are in the portico, one is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, because He is the Lord and Savior. The other is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And the other one is the emblem of St. Stephen, the proto-martyr, our initial patron, since 1922. So we give thanks to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.